Hey there, friend, it's Denise here. And before we start today's show, I'm excited to let you know that I have something really cool coming that will help you grow your business. Now, I know how hard it is to find a mentor who really understands you because most business gurus teach what they know. But ultimately, what works for them doesn't automatically work for you. So if you're following cookie cutter business advice, it can lead to a lot of frustration and burnout. Personally, I've wasted thousands of dollars following advice that just didn't feel authentic to me. My million-dollar lesson is that you have to build your business around your money personality and have the courage to do business on your terms. I am just about to open up my once-a-year business course where I teach you how to leverage your strengths and make more money using money archetypes. I'll show you how to design your business model, create compelling marketing, fun passive income products, grow a team, and more by doubling down on your strengths and learning to avoid your challenges. Plus, there's an opportunity to work with me live and be part of an incredible community. So join the waitlist now at denisedt.com/SMA and you'll be the first to get all the details. All right, let's dive into today's episode of Chill and Prosper.
Start your business for the freedom of time. Now you're tired of the hustle and grind. There's gotta be a better way. It's time to listen to Chill and Prosper. Welcome to Chill and Prosper. You're ready to chill and prosper with Denise Duffield Thomas.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Chill and Prosper. I am your host, Denise Duffield Thomas, and a big shout out to all of the people around the world who are listening. And I would always love to see where you are listening from. So share the podcast, but also I want to see, are you listening in your car? Are you listening at your office? Are you on a walk with your puppies? Just snap a quick photo and share on social media. Tag me. I'm at Denise DT. I would always appreciate it. And yeah, I just want to send a big shout out. But I love seeing all your faces because I realized that, you know, I sit and I batch these episodes and I do, you know, 10 in a day. And then I never touch them again, right? I sit and record it and then my team do the transcripts. They do the blah, blah, blahs. They do all the things. And so I never think about it again. And so therefore, I forget that people listen to it. And when I go speak at an event or a conference, people say, I listen to your podcast. And I go, really? Because I just forget that people listen to it. Because to me, it just goes off into this, like, into the ether. And I'm like, oh yeah, there are real people listening every week. So please send me your photos because I would love to see them. Yeah, very cool. All right, so today we are talking about how to deal with that shiny object syndrome that comes up all the time. How to deal with all of the ideas that come into your brain as an entrepreneur and how to decide which ones to go for, which ones to ignore, and how to kind of get some focus back. Because let's face it, it's great and fun to have ideas, but unless you get your ideas to market, you're not going to make any money, right? And so we don't want that to happen because what's the point in doing all this work? And to say too that you are not alone, most entrepreneurs have shiny object syndrome, especially if you are someone like me with ADHD. We always feel like, oh, what's over there? Oh, what's over there? And I have to watch this in so many areas of my life. So at the moment, I'm working on a big cross stitch that I'm submitting for a craft show. Look at me. Submitting for a craft competition. And every time it gets a little bit hard, I just think, oh, I'll start another one, you know, because I've got all these ones that are still in their boxes or ones that I've picked up at thrift stores. And by the way, if you want to just try crafting or cross stitch, go to a thrift store because there's so many unfinished ones that people have just started and gone, oh, no. And I totally get why they do that. But I just think, oh, I want to go and do something else, do another one. And it's been a really good discipline to sit and go, no, I'm going to do this one. So you might think, but Denise, you've had the same program for so long. You seem so consistent. You don't seem like you have someone like have a lot of shiny object syndrome. I absolutely do. I come up with new ideas all day long. There's always things that I want to implement, not only in my business, but in my life as well. And I find this really tricky to sit at home sometimes and I go, oh, I'd love to like paint that, or I'd love to do this thing to improve the house. And often I jump into things or half ask them And that can be really, really, really tricky. So let's talk about that. So shiny object syndrome is big as well in particular money archetypes. So if you don't know your money archetype and this is something you struggle with, go and do the quiz because it will give you so much insight into how to deal with this. So go to denisedt.com/quiz to do the free sacred money archetypes quiz and find out which one is your personality, because a lot of the archetypes will have shiny object syndrome for slightly different reasons. Okay, so accumulators don't often have a lot of shiny object syndrome. They're quite good because they're a bit cautious about trying something new. So I won't talk about the accumulators, but alchemists are notorious for this. Alchemists are the idea generators. They're people who are coming up with ideas all day long on how to monetize things, but just solving problems, inventing things, creating different solutions for things. And a lot of alchemists really struggle with getting businesses off the ground and making money because they're often in that initiation phase and they don't get to a point where actually things eventuate and come to market, because it's something is always like, oh, that's more sexy. Oh, that's more sexy. So if you're an alchemist, you often have, you know, 50 billion domain names that you've purchased, each with its own fully realized business plan, but nothing has ever happened from it. Okay. And I'm not criticizing. It's literally just the personality. And when you can learn to channel that and realize that you don't have to create all of those businesses, that actually people will pay you to ideate for them, to generate ideas for them, then you can stop beating yourself up about not implementing all the things, right? So alchemists will do that. Celebrities as well. It's often like, oh, the next shiny, sexy thing, because celebrities are early adopters and celebrities are tastemakers and see trends coming. And so you always want to be on the forefront of what's happening. And so shiny object syndrome can get you because it's new and sexy. It's like, oh, new and sexy. Oh, I want to be ahead of the curve. And, you know, when things become a bit too mainstream or a bit boring, then you'll let that one go. Connectors can also have shiny object syndrome too, because connectors can see all of the different possibilities. And connectors are great problem solvers and solution oriented. And also connectors really want to help people. And so that might be where your shiny object syndrome is coming from, of going, look at that problem, I have a solution for that. Oh, look at that problem, I can fix that. And you see the interconnections between things too, right? So you can kind of go, wow, there's a better way of doing that if you combine, you know, this technology and this technology. So a lot of connectors are really great inventors. But again, where it trips a lot of connectors up is that you really struggle to charge for things and you often give away your ideas freely, right? And so it's like, I've created this amazing business, but I'm going to give it away to someone else, or I'm going to help someone else create their dreams and not necessarily work on my own. So you don't get to profit from your ideas, right? So connectors will do that. Now, nurturers can sometimes do it for a similar reason of trying to solve things for other people. But I would say the next one is mavericks that are really, like, really struggle with this. So mavericks, it's all about the new and shiny and sexy and feeling the adrenaline rush of something new. Often, too, what mavericks do is it's not like that they, sometimes you get bored with things, right? And so it's not like it's too hard. It's just you're bored with it now, or you've mastered it. And so often mavericks, when a business starts working or things start shifting or you've launched something, the adrenaline and the newness is gone. And so then you go, I don't want to do that anymore. Or you go, everyone's doing that now, or it's too easy, I need a new challenge. And so you sabotage it by burning it down. You sabotage it by letting it go before you really get the fruits of your labor, right? So again, if you're going, oh my God, these all sound familiar to me, go and do the test. So denisedt.com/quiz. And we do have a Sacred Money Archetypes course coming up too. So it might be perfect timing for you to listen to this. So that's the mavericks. And then romantics, you get shiny object syndrome too because of the pleasure of newness. And sometimes when things get too hard, you can't be bothered anymore. So you're always chasing the pleasure. And sometimes the pleasure comes from creation. Sometimes the pleasure comes from newness, not necessarily from the boring work of following through something. So that's where romantics might be struggling. And then with rulers, that's the final archetype, is oftentimes it's like you know how to monetize everything, but also you know how to do it better. And that's, see how there's like nuances with how each archetype deals with shiny object syndrome? It's like, what's the motivation? And so motivations for rulers is I can do this better, or I can do it cheaper, or someone's not doing it right, and I see the potential in that. And so I used to start a lot of businesses because I'm like, someone should do this, or this is a really great idea that's not being done, or this is a missed opportunity. And so then you're always like, oh, I could do that, I could do that, I could do that. And rulers have a great capacity for work, massive work ethic, lots of energy, and you know, and often have multiple businesses running at the same time. So what do you do with all of this? So they're all the different archetypes. And really, the only two that might not necessarily have it as much are the accumulators and the nurturers. Like, you still might have it a little bit. And the reason too is it's not just your top archetype you want to look at. You want to look at kind of your top three in combination to see how you might be living in sort of the harmful aspects of each of those aspects rather than the helpful side of it, right? And a lot of the helpful side of people who struggle with shiny object syndrome is quickness, speed, not overthinking things, right? Jumping in and seeing an opportunity and going for it. That's a great skill to have. The problem being, though, is if sometimes you leave a lot of chaos in your wake. It could be sometimes disappointed clients, money that you've wasted, but also just that frustration of not getting things to market, not living your full potential, and not making any money. That stuff sucks. It's not cool. So don't beat yourself up about it if you do have shiny object syndrome, but I want to tell you about how you can make these traits work for you, not against you. Okay. This is really, really key because there's no right or wrong in business. It's just how you set things up to help you win and prosper, or if you let things sabotage you. Okay. So we're going to talk about that, what to do about shiny object syndrome, after this quick break. See you in a sec.
Hi, I'm Denise Michelle, located in Los Angeles, California, and I am a life purpose coach, RTT hypnotherapist, and self-love expert. And I have read two of Denise's books, Chillpreneur and Get Rich Lucky Bitch, and I have the app. And I will say all three of those have really helped me up-level in my business in observing my limiting beliefs and removing blocks and learning how to keep track of money. And it has been amazing. My business is now thriving and I am so grateful because this year, this is a year that I am going to have a quantum leap in my business. And these tools have truly helped me change my money mindset and become and feel more secure with money. And Denise really taught me that money can be easy, it can be fun. And I would say that I have really adopted the less is more, totally chillaxing, relaxed entrepreneur lifestyle. I want to do what I want to do, how I want to do it. And Denise really helped gave me permission to do that. Thanks, Denise.
Okay, welcome back. We are talking about how to deal with shiny object syndrome, all right? And as I said, it's really common. We all do it, especially some of different archetypes have it more than others just because it's just the way that you're built, okay? So remember, if you haven't done the quiz yet, feel free to pause this episode and go and do it because it will give you a lot more context about your archetype if you know who you are. But otherwise, you can kind of just get the gist of it. But if you go to denisedt.com/quiz, it's a free quiz. It will take you maybe 10 minutes, depending on how fast you answer the questions. Don't overthink the questions. And then you'll get spat out and it will tell you which is your top archetype. And then you should get an email that tells you what your other ones are as well. So my big thing, the reason why I got certified in sacred money archetypes and the reason why I teach it and I've created a whole business course around it is because I see so many entrepreneurs who are just following someone else's business model, following someone else's way of doing business, and not allowing yourself to really thrive and prosper in what works for you. Because we all have different strengths and challenges depending on what our archetype combination is. And when you copy someone else's business, not understanding and seeing it through the lens of your sacred money archetype, then it feels really hard. It feels frustrating. It feels hard. You're not going to get the good results. So that's why I certified in it. That's why I teach it. And I do have an upcoming course, a live course around sacred money archetypes too. So make sure you do the quiz. You'll find out about it, but put it in your calendar. We're doing it in May and June, and it is a game changer of a course. Okay. So what do you do about this? One of the big things is looking at what your motivation is for procrastinating in the first place, or for finding these shiny object syndromes. Because as I said, everyone's got a slightly different one. You know, is it for newness? Is it for excitement? Is it because you've done your part and you can let it go? Okay, so I know that I'm a really great initiator of things. I'm the one in the business who comes up with ideas, comes up with direction, who kind of says what it should look and feel like, but I'm not great at follow through. So I have to learn to pass things off to my team, and I've set my team and my business up like that. So I'm doing the stuff that feels good to me, right? And today is a perfect example. I'm great at thinking on the fly. I'm great with coming up with new ideas. I'm great at kind of improvising. And so I'll do this piece. My team cannot do this. Like if I said to Mark, go into the podcast studio today with very little preparation and do 12 episodes, he wouldn't be able to do it. But he's really great at taking what I've created and getting it out on all the podcast apps, on, to our newsletter, onto social media. He will make sure that that will happen, but I cannot do that. Because once the newness of the day is over for me, I never want to listen back to my words. I cannot be bothered coming up with the headlines or the, you know, the blog titles for it. I don't want to reread things. I can't be bothered choosing the picture that goes with the artwork because my team can do all of that. The newness is gone for me, right? So that is the biggest thing, is your business set up to really maximize your strengths of newness, of improvisation, of divine downloads? If it's not, then you have to shift things around and change it. Okay. Same with like the way that your business works in general. Okay. What is the business model that you do? So I find that sometimes if people need a lot of newness and excitement and they have like a membership, for example, they can feel really trapped and bored with that pretty quickly. So if that is your personality, you have to create your business in short, sharp, instant gratification bursts so you don't get bored, right? And that might mean you do VIP days, you do like retreats, you do quick and dirty kind of intensives. So instead of having a client where you work on a website for 3 months, you go, I'm looking for clients who want a website in a weekend. You know, and you have to give me all this information and then we do it and it's done and we're away. And that really helps too, because then you never feel trapped by anything. You know, I've got friends who are like me, you know, instant gratification people. And they're like, oh, we'll do a year's mastermind. And I go, oh my God, do not sell that. People will buy it because people love your energy, but you will not want to fulfill it after month two and three. You will resent the heck out of your people. So you need to create that variety. You need to create that interest for yourself. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't run a membership. There are lots of people who run memberships who do it very well, but you have to then create the structures in place to have that newness and excitement. Okay. And this is a whole module we go through in Sacred Money Archetypes, by the way, is what business model works best for different archetypes, but not so much like, oh, you can never do that. But it's like, if you do this, then make sure you have that. Okay. So a good example of that is memberships. If you have a membership, make sure that you build in variety and newness for yourself all the time. So it means that maybe each month you do a different topic, that you give yourself permission to create lots of different things, and maybe you bring in guests or something like that. So then you don't feel trapped. Okay. Does that make sense? The other thing is too, is looking at your team. And we have a whole module in Sacred Money Archetypes on team about mapping out who's on your team, what are their personalities too, and seeing if there's any gaps. Like, for example, is everyone a visionary? Because that's not going to work. You need people who are visionaries and you need people who are implementers. And all of the archetypes fall into one of those categories. Do you need someone to do customer service for you because they're more of a nurturing personality and they won't get bored? Do you need someone who is really good at the marketing or the branding side? And looking at that and seeing if it's balanced, right? Because I know that then when I create something, I do have structures in place for it to actually do something. Like, it will actually get to market. It will get to clients. The problem is that when we have an unbalanced team or we have a business that doesn't work for our personality, I mean, if you've listened to this episode and you go, I know I am an alchemist, a maverick, I'm a shiny ideas person. I know that on your computer right now, you have unfinished books that are like 10% they can be finished. You have your course almost done. You have all of these projects that are just at that, like, they might be at 50%, but a lot of them are at like 80%, but you just cannot do that final 20%. You just can't, and you shouldn't. It's not your job. It's totally fine for it not to be your job. But you need to be able to balance that and have those structures in place so you can do it. And that might be someone on your team or a contractor who you go, you know, I will do this bit and then you do the rest. And part of that means too is that I know, even though I'm a real perfectionist, I know that part of my personality of not being able to finish things is I actually can't be a perfectionist in that. Because if then it come back to, if I say to everyone, everything has to come back to me for final approval, I will procrastinate and it won't get to me. So I kind of just have to trust my team that it will be like 80% good. And that hurts me sometimes because I'm like, I want it to be 100% good. But if I then get back involved and touch it, nothing will happen with it. So you have to appreciate, accept who you are and just build your business around it. All right. Another couple of things that really help though is giving yourself permission just to like think it through sometimes those ideas and go, wow, wouldn't it be cool if blah, 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 without giving yourself the pressure of then having to implement it. Just like dream for the fun, the love of dreaming. You know, if you've got a podcast, for example, I think podcasts are great because you can talk about and share these ideas, but you don't have to implement them. The value is in sharing. The value is in showing someone how it could be done. And you can write case studies of like, wow, if you were to do this, this is how I think it would be really great. You can give that away. Or you can create a lot of e-products really quickly too. So if you just thought of a new business idea for, I don't know, some new thing, you can be like, put it in a PDF, sell it for $10, $50, $100, whatever it is, but just let it go. It doesn't have to be your business. You can just give those ideas freely or you can charge for them, right? If you are a public speaker, if you're someone who is a thought leader, that is part of that thought leadership of going, like, talking through different businesses and talking through different ideas and the pros and cons. So you are known for your thought leadership, not for each of those businesses as their own fully formed entity. Okay, because the world needs people to create ideas, to create spark, to inspire other people, not necessarily to follow through on all of those. However, there are some times where you just go, okay, I do have a new idea and I do want to get it to market. How do you do it? And in that case, what really helps for me is like pre-sell something and you'll create it. You know, I pre-sold my first course. I didn't have it all figured out. I had an outline. I created it each week. I did the handouts of the day that I sent them out to people because that is my genius, is doing things on the fly, last minute, doing things when they feel good, not having to do it. Okay. It's a totally, totally different experience. So that really helps too, is just go, yep, just jump on things and do it, put them out. Don't stress about it too much. Do things quick and dirty. And that's fine. Just be honest about it, right? Just like quick and dirty. But I also think too, if you're, say, in the coaching world, it's a really brilliant way to be able to work on a lot of different ideas and businesses all at once, but without them being yours. So how can you be a consultant? How can you be an incubator of other people's ideas? Where can you be a problem solver for other people? You know, you might have a service where you can brainstorm ideas with people, and then you don't have to do any of them. You don't have to follow through on any of them. So I think the thing that I want you to get your head around is there's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad types of personalities in business. It's just finding the way that works for you. That's what it is. So I hope you come and join us on the course this May and June, because it really is a game changer to be able to find those little nuances in your marketing and your business model, all of those things, to make sure that you are prospering from who you are and not beating yourself up about the fact that you're a shiny object person. That's a good thing. You're not a flake. It's just you're an incubator of ideas. You're a fire spark for other people. You're not here to follow through everything. I know it's hard to get your head around sometimes, but it's true. Okay, don't go away, because I've got one final thought for you after the break. See you in a sec.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Harrison. I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I'm a stress and body mind health expert, certified Canfield success trainer, success mindset coach, and EFT practitioner. I help heart-centered entrepreneurs relieve stress and optimize brain power and create a success mindset so they can manifest the results they want in both their life and their business. I read Denise's amazing book, Chillpreneur, in November of 2019. And then in early 2020, I signed up for Money Bootcamp as part of an affiliate program she was promoting. One part of Money Bootcamp deals with money memories and forgiveness. There was one issue from childhood that I had already cleared parts out of using EFT. However, Denise's program helped me to uncover another aspect of this issue that I was able to work on and clear out. This resulted in me creating some new coaching packages with pricing more in alignment with my expertise and experience. 1 month later, I had a new client who purchased the package at full price. One of the things I love about Denise is that she's really transparent about her business and her own money mindset blocks that she's continually releasing as she grows new parts of her business. In Money Bootcamp, she's created a really safe space for her students so we can share both our money stresses and successes. Denise, thanks so much for your work helping women with their money mindset. I'm really excited about your new podcast. All the best.
Okay, so the creator of Sacred Money Archetypes, of which that I am certified in, and I've created a whole business course around, she says, how you do money is how you do everything. How you do money is how you do everything. And so I think this is, again, so key in finding out what your money personality is and how you can profit from it. Because if you're an instant gratification person in your business and with your ideas, that will translate into everything. It will be how you do your money, how you save, how you run your business, how you hire people, how you fire people, how you do everything. And so it's so hugely valuable to accept and appreciate all those beautiful skills that you have without it sabotaging you, okay? Because each archetype has their own path to wealth. Each one can sabotage themselves. Each one can make it such a smoother ride. So here's to all the shiny object syndrome people in the world. Cheers to you, because we are here to create ideas, change the world, and do awesome stuff. So again, before you do anything else today, go and take the quiz. If you haven't taken it for a couple of years, take it again, denisedt.com/quiz. And keep an eye on my socials and make sure you're on my newsletter list to find out when we open enrollment for Sacred Money Archetypes, because you want to jump on it this year. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And sending you love. I'll see you on next week's episode. And remember, it's your time. And you're ready for the next step. All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to Chill and Prosper. Tell your friends to chill and prosper. Review and subscribe. We hope you had a very good time.